You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 11th of April 2019. The big spectacle of the Indian elections have begun today, but it was a rather boring Thursday on the Lal Street. But there is also a reason why auto and pharmaceutical sectors are looking good. To find out more, all you have to do is do this evening exercise that you simply cannot miss. My name is Rakesh Sharma. You're listening to an evening walk down the Lal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, you might call it a boring Thursday, but the way the S&P BSE Sensex bounced from its intraday low of 38,460 suggests that there is plenty of firepower left in the bulls. The index recovered nearly 150 points from the lows, while Nifty 50 took support at 11,550. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex closed 21 points higher at 38,607, while the Nifty 50 rose 12 points to close at 11,596. It looked like traders remained cautious ahead of key earnings of TCS and Infosys coming up tomorrow. Besides, important macroeconomic data like IIP and CPI inflation are also scheduled. On the sectoral front, energy, telecom and oil and gas witnessed buying support, while metals, IT and realty stocks witnessed profit booking. The S&P BSE Midcap Index, meanwhile, rose 0.09%, while the Small Cap Index closed 0.02% lower. Global cues were fairly muted from the beginning, and it looks like investors are staying on the sidelines till a decisive direction emerges in Nifty, either above 11,760 or below 11,500 levels. Two sectors which are looking fairly attractive right now are autos and pharma. Among autos, investors can look at Maruti, while in the pharma sector, Cadila looks attractive, according to experts. Srikant Chauhan, VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Global cues are mixed and most of the global markets are trading near important resistance areas. That is why there is some nervousness. In fact, the broader market is really strong, and if there is a breakdown or a breakout, positional traders will enter heavily in the market. This time, auto and pharma sector are looking attractive. We like Maruti from auto space for a target of 7,800 to 7,900 rupees, which is 10% from current levels. It is a buy on dips stock. From the pharma space, we like Cadila for a target of 370 to 375 rupees," unquote. Srikant Chauhan spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, so you will find more from that interview towards the end of the podcast, so do stick around for that. A quick look at some stocks that made all the news today on the Lal Street. IT majors Infosys and TCS fell 1% each on caution ahead of March quarter earnings scheduled to be announced on the 12th of April. Sun Pharma shares declined over 1% after the US FDA observations details for companies Dadra unit accessed. Rail Vikas Nigam ended marginally higher at 19.05 rupees against issue price of 19 rupees on its listing day. Power Finance Corporation ended off the day's low after global rating agency S&P revised its outlook to stable from negative. Jet Airways was down 1% after receiving a few expressions of interest. In addition, promoter Naresh Goyal pledged 26% equity with Punjab National Bank on the 4th of April. Vedanta fell nearly 4% after Kane India CEO Sudhir Mathur and CFO Pankaj Kalra resigned. And finally, NBCC gained 1.6% on bagging orders worth 3,030 crore rupees in March. A quick look now at global markets. European markets have been trading marginally higher amid gloomy economic outlook. European Union leaders and the UK agreed to a flexible extension of Brexit till the 31st of October. Did you know there's a slang term going around in the European Union? I think it was started in Poland. I could not be sure. What do you call a friend who says he comes to a party and says he's going to leave in about 2 minutes but sticks around till everybody leaves and shows no signs of leaving at all? You call them a Brexit these days. Well, that's what's happening as far as Brexit is concerned. Asian markets, meanwhile, ended mixed, with China's Shanghai Composite falling 1.6% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng down 0.93%, but Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.11%. As I told you earlier, Srikant Chauhan, VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities, spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, and this is what he had to say to him, and this is why he likes the auto and pharma sectors going forward. That interview coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Srikant Chauhan, VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Srikant.
Thank you, Kshitij. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Well, Srikant, it seems like muted global cues and sharp rallying crude oil prices capped upside for the Wall Street. In fact, the index bounced back yet again from its 13-day exponential moving average and 11,550. So are traders waiting for the election outcome before putting fresh money, or just cautious ahead of earnings?
See, technically, certainly 13 days simple exponential moving average has offered significant support to the market. And in fact, in last few occasions, whenever there was like panic in the market, market recovered very well from the levels of 13 days exponential moving average. Because the participation is increasing day by day, a lot of traders are participating heavily. You can see the data of options. Number of traders are actively participating. But the thing is what, you know, because of this participation, all these averages, oscillators are working as per like the theory and as per like what we see on the chart. I think because the market is like, market failed at 11,750, which was its previous all-time highest level, that nervousness is there. Again, if you just go through with the global cues on which you just mentioned, yes, they are completely mixed and muted, but MSCI index is just going up and up. And it is also approaching to the important retracement area. So it was around 1280 something, MSCI global index. From there it fell to 930, 920 levels. And now it is, after like bouncing back from lower levels, it is very close to 50% retracement area. So what I mean to say is that all these world markets, our markets, MSCI index, these broader indices are very close to their important resistance area. And that is why the nervousness is there. Otherwise, I'm of the view that the broader market is really strong. And if there is any correction because of any reason, those who are like positional traders or maybe positional traders, they will enter heavily in the market or they will wait for breakout to happen. So that's the overall view.
Perfect. So traders are looking for a breakout above 11,760. I think that was the record high which Nifty recorded earlier in the month. Technically, Shrikant, which sector is showing strength and which is, you know, sort of lagging behind based on the charts, and any particular stock to which investors could probably look at from a long-term perspective?
Yeah, see, like while going through with all these major indices, I think this time auto and pharmaceutical sector, these two sectors have done extremely well because I have seen broad-based rally in these two sectors. Almost all stocks did extremely well. They recovered very well from their bottom. Maruti, Tata Motors, and even the biggest one like Ashok Leyland. That one also recovered very well from the lower levels. So I think auto stocks should do well because there is like long-term breakout sort of formations in stocks like Maruti and Tata Motors. So we are specifically bullish on Maruti, which is currently trading around 72-72.50 levels. I think the stock has formed double bottom at 6500, 6550 level. And if it is like as moving as per our expectations, then the next level to watch out for is between 7800 to 7900, which is again 10% higher from current levels. So it's a classic buy, current rise and more on dips. So Maruti looks really good. From pharmaceutical space, we like Cadila. Again, the formation is of higher top, higher bottom. And recently, when there was like some weakness in other pharma companies, Cadila was holding well above the mark of 335-340. It shows that there is outperformance and the stock is heading for at least 370-75 in next maybe couple of weeks. So Cadila looks good from pharmaceutical space. Lagging sector, then for that, I would say technology is the sector which is lagging in this market. The reason is because even though there is like some weakness in dollar, our currency is not like our currency, which was around 68.35, it recovered to 69.20-65 levels, but it is still like holding around the 69 levels. It is not depreciating to the pace which traders were expecting. And that is why I think technology is not participating, and that's the lagging sector.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Shrikant. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Shrikant and Kshitij, for that. The elections have begun and our election podcasts continue unabated. We presented a podcast where we spoke to retired IAS officer Anil Swaroop, and in keeping with our explainers on what to know and understand before voting, although, of course, voting has begun, we'll be taking a look at money and electoral funding in Indian politics and what the sources are and where are the dubious sources and how it affects political discourse as we know it. There are, of course, plenty of other podcasts for you to catch up on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Mira. Okay. Rakesh Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.